A nearly $1 million legal battle over taxes is now settled, but the underlying issues are not. The dispute between the recently bankrupt Alpha Natural Resources and Campbell County highlighted how certain taxes aren't prioritized in state law. And that means less money to counties and to the state school system. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim reports some people are fed up and are looking to the legislature for change.
In the second hour of a fluorescently lit Board of Commissioners meeting in Campbell County, Chairman Mark Christensen introduces a new topic.
The long-awaited Alpha Natural Resource payment.
He's audibly relieved to be entering the final step of a lengthy battle with Alpha Natural Resources, which went bankrupt in 2015. The dispute was over the coal company not paying ad valorem taxes, a one-time extraction payment to counties, which fund local services, hospitals, and school systems. In 2016, Alpha owed Campbell County over $20 million, and the county believed they should receive all the taxes owed to them. The other two coal companies that went bankrupt alongside Alpha paid those taxes quickly.
They didn't try to stiff us or stiff anybody else. And then this company looked for every possible loophole they could find.
Alpha doubled down on not paying its debt, and it had a lot of arguments on why they shouldn't. It argued a big chunk of the taxes owed was debt from before filing for bankruptcy, which would return pennies on the dollar. Alpha's position was strengthened by arguing county taxes aren't a priority in debt payment, allowing them to pay their first creditors, banks, at the expense of county taxes. Christensen says he didn't like any of it.
And no other company's ever taken that position because it's always been well established that the taxes came due and they traditionally were paid after the actual product was extracted. I find what they did and tried to do in their behavior a little bit reprehensible.
The settlement allowed Alpha to avoid paying over $4 million in taxes. Of the remaining $11.3 million or so owed, the company agreed to pay $7 million of it. Alpha's Steve Hawkins had little to say in response to all this.
Only thing I could say on behalf of the company is we've gone through the full process of bankruptcy and the case is ready for closure. I think that's about it.
The arguments made by Alpha would not be possible without a few laws that people have been trying to change for years. Ones that have systematically caused counties to lose out on millions. Between 2006 and 2016, 12 counties have missed out on about $42 million. That's according to a report from the Powder River Basin Resource Council. One of the laws enables a slow collection process. Companies don't have to pay ad valorem taxes for up to 18 months. That allows a lot of time for things to go wrong, like, say, bankruptcy. Christensen says monthly collection would have resulted in a lot less back tax from Alpha. The other loophole is a county's lack of priority in the lien process. Most other states have made their taxes superior to all other liens. Here's Christensen again.
This isn't something that's just crept up. That's why we've been trying to address this for such a long time. What's getting worse, though, is at least some of the companies looking for all these loopholes to basically take advantage of it.
Banking and oil and gas lobbyists have been instrumental in preventing changes to these laws. One bill in 2017 tried to move counties to first priority in debt collection. It didn't make it to state Senate, largely from lobbyist pressure. Head of the Petroleum Association of Wyoming, Bruce Hinchey, explains moving county liens ahead of banks would be a problem.
Yeah, that would be a big issue for any mineral, whether it's us or coal or anybody, because then you wouldn't be able to get bank loans if they did that.
There's also been discussion of speeding up the 18-month timeline, which many legislators see as a threat to a company's health. Gillette Representative Scott Clem says changing that would force companies into paying double ad valorem taxes at some point.
That's a huge burden. They're not strong enough within our existing economy to be able to do something like that. And so it really hurts them, and in turn it hurts Wyoming.
But Gillette Senator Michael Von Fladen says if there's a time for a law change, it's now. He sees the Alpha case as the tipping point.
The mines themselves can no longer say, we've always paid our taxes. It's a terrible thing to have to happen, that we lose $4 or $5 million before somebody wakes up and says, oh, wait a minute.
Von Fladen says this is the biggest loss of tax money the county has ever seen. And there's still a lot more unpaid mineral taxes on the book. About $15 million left in Campbell County, over $2 million in Sublette County, and more around the state.
If nothing is done, you will have this reoccurring in next year, 5 years, 10 years from now.
The legislature is expected to discuss the 18-month timeline for ad valorem taxes in a revenue committee hearing in September. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.